Today's daf is daf mem tet, which means collapse, which is close to where we're at, unfortunately, globally, politically, financially. But okay, it's a good daf for the day, daf mem tet, so here we go. Let us review, however, before we go further, just so that we can make sure we get all our drushes straight, which is a little bit complex. By the nazir, we have similar words that we have by a Kohen Gadol. In both cases, it says something about nafshot or nefesh, meit lo yavo, or kol nafshot, meit lo yavo, the diyukim we'll get to. And then it follows with a list, laviv alimo. When it comes to nazir, it also mentions lachiv, lachoto. And the Gemara was concerned with what the meaning of each one of those words was. We started off, of course, with our Mishnah. And our Mishnah made it clear that both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are supposed to be metame themselves if they find a Beit Mitzvah. So we started off with a concern for where does that come from? How do we know that? We ended up basically with two very different approaches in the sugya. We had Rabbi Yishmael's approach and we had Rabbi Akiva's approach. So initially, we took the Kohen Gadol. We didn't even take into consideration the implications of the Kohen Gadol for the Nazir case or the Nazir case for the Kohen Gadol case. And we went ahead and we said, look, it says, Al kol nafshot meid lo yavo. What would be the point of mentioning la viva la imo? We started off with, aren't they included in Al kol nafshot meid lo yavo? So therefore we said, well, la aviv comes to teach me that la aviv eno metame, but he is metame la meit mitzvah. And la imo is indeed extra. What is it extra for? To tell me that the halacha of bimotam, which appears by Nazir, from which we learn only death is a problem, but not tumat tzarat, although it's compared to mita, and not tumat zivot, that's true by a Nazir. And now comes along the word that is left open for a gzera shava, to tell me, just like it says li'imo by the Nazir, it says li'imo by the Kohen Gadol, to teach me that the same halacha bimotam that appeared by Nazir is true for a Kohen Gadol as well, and he's allowed to be metame for tzarat and zivot. That was the simple drush of Kohen Gadol, the way we had it originally, according to Rabbi Yishmael's approach. Then we came to Nazir, and we said, and how do we know that the same is true by Nazir? And by Nazir, it turns out that things weren't so simple. Because, at least the way that Rabbi Yishmael was learning, because the La'aviv and the Le'imo that we start off with, because of the fact that we had a dugma for Nafshot Meit Lo Yavo, the same words appear by a Kohen Hedyot. And by a Kohen Hedyot, the Torah says, but he should be Metame, La'aviv, Le'imo, you see? Actually, it says it in the inverse. It says Le'imo, La'aviv. It's a very, very cute deer by the Kilas Yaakov, why it says it in the inverse. But remind me to tell you afterwards. I don't get in the middle of them. So there it tells you that it's okay. So if I would have just said those words, I said, you know what? Maybe the Nazir is the same as the Kohen Hedyot. Maybe he should be Metame. So I needed to say La Aviv to teach me, don't be Metame to Krovim. Okay. Why does it say Le'imo? Well, Rabbi Shmuel holds that you need to have Gzeirah Shavah open on both ends. So the same Le'imo that was open on the Kohen Gadol's end to teach us the Gzera Shava that Rebbe required for the Heter to be Metame to Zivot and Tzarat, the Le'imo is left open on the Nazir's end for the same purpose, so that it should be Mufna Mishnei Tzadim, and now we have a Gzera Shava to tell me that that din is true by a Kohen Gadol as it is by a Nazir. Fine. Then we move ahead, and we find that it continues by the Nazir, which didn't happen by the Kohen Gadol, continues by the Nazir to tell me more halachot. So it says now, la'achiv. Why does it say la'achiv? Ah, la'achiv is there to teach me that although la'aviv should not metameh, and that I can't say la'aviv not, but meit mitzvah, yes, because I needed la'aviv just to tell me, even for karv you're not metameh. But la'achiv comes to tell me, only for a brother don't be metame, but for a mate mitzvah, do be metame. So it turns out that we use the La'achiv and not the Aviv and Imo of the Kohen, of the Nazir, to teach me the same thing that I had learned out by the case of the Kohen Gadol, I learned out already on its own. And if you recall, the reason I could do that is because I made a Kal Vachomer by the case of the Kohen Gadol, and I said, look, if a Kohen Hedyot cannot be Metame to Rechokim, so obviously the Kohen Gadol can't be Metame to Rechokim. Therefore, when it says Al-Kodav Shot Meit, it's got to be referring to Krovim. That left Aviv open. But I do not have a Kal Vachomer like that by a Nazir. So by a Nazir, I say, wow, I've seen these words before. I've seen it by a Kohen Hedyot. And by a Kohen Hedyot, it meant you can be Metame to a relative. Therefore, I needed Aviv to tell me not to be Metame to the relative, and I come along with Achiv to tell me the extra word, you can be Metame to a Met Mitzvah. And then why does it say La'achoto? To teach me, obviously we've gone beyond now all the dinim that we need for the actual case of Nazir. So La'achoto, we need to tell me, says Rabbi Yishmael, that for other purposes, let's say there was an additional complication here. A guy is on his way to bring his Korban Pesach, or to do a milah on his son, both of which are chiyuvei karet if you don't do them. So you might think over there, even for a meit mitzvah, don't be metame. Therefore comes along the pasuk to say, la'achoto, eno metame aval, metame ola meit mitzvah, even though he's on his way, lishchot et pischo v'lamul et beno, and will be mevatel a mitzvah taseh sheyesh bo karet. Okay? That was Rabbi Yishmael's approach. Now, Rabbi Akiva said, no. We don't need La'aviv to tell me anything of the sort. You say we might have compared a Nazir to a Kohen Hedyot, therefore we need La'aviv to tell me, no, you cannot be Matame La'aviv. Kipshuto means exactly what it's saying. So Rabbi, I don't need it to tell me exactly what it's saying, darn it, because I know what it's saying from the Diak in the word nefesh, mate. So we have nefesh means don't be metame to a nefesh, that's urchokim. Mate means even the krovim, says Rabbi Akiva. And I don't need any other limudim like you had. You were worried about nevelas and behemoths, and I didn't like that before either by the coin. I don't like it by a nazir. No need for that. So la'aviv is now, according to me, straight out extra. What's coming to tell me? But lemeit mitzvah, yes. You said I can't use a lemeit mitzvah. I say it means exactly what you said it meant by Kohen Gadol. I say that's what it means by Nazir, okay? So la'aviv, and here he throws in the word and le'imo, which is weird. Why do you need both la'aviv and le'imo to tell me the same thing? But whatever. La'aviv and le'imo, says Rabbi Akiva, that comes to tell me this halacha that lemeit mitzvah, yes. Okay, so now la'achiv, L'achiv, I don't need anymore to tell me a meit mitzvah, yes. What does L'achiv come to? Says Rabbi Yehuda, we got an extra drasha over here. I say what that's talking about is if he's both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir. Aha! So now, how do I know that even that guy should be Metame? He's got a bunch of lavim. And nonetheless, he should be Metame. That I learned from L'achiv. L'achoto, that I agree with Rabbi Shmuel. That comes to tell me, basically, the same halacha, that if somebody's going l'mulet beno, or l'shchot et pischo, that he should be metame l'meit mitzvah. Okay. Now, the question was, according to Rabbi Akiva, how exactly do we have any word at all open to tell me Rabbi's Gezeirah Shavah? Remember, for some reason he's claiming you need la'aviv ula'imo. Now, for whatever reason he thinks you need la'aviv ula'imo as a unit, by one, he's going to say the same thing by the other. So if you need la'aviv ula'imo to tell me together that you are metame l'meit mitzvah, then you need la'aviv ula'imo together by the Kohen Gadol to tell me the same thing, right? Which we said yesterday. And he doesn't have that li'imo separate from the la'aviv. In which case, he's got no extra word at all for this Gezeirah Shavah. So if you try to say, well, but it's okay, I mean, can't you learn one out from the other? He'll say, of course you can't. Because after all, a Nazir is only a temporary state, whereas the Kahuna is a permanent state. How can you learn that you're allowed to be Betame to a Tzarat for a permanent state of Kedusha just because the Nazir It was a temporary state. It could be metamis. So unless he's got that extra word. See, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you need two extra words. But at least you need one extra word, according to Rabbi Akiva, right? Where's the extra word? Says the Gemara, remember, and this is very paradoxical, but remember that according to Rabbi Akiva, the La'achiv that appeared by Nazir is telling me that if a guy is both a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, that he can be metame, must be metame lamet mitzvah. Okay, so from over there, do I not know that if he's a Kohen Gadol and not a Nazir, that he should be metame lamet mitzvah? Yeah. So what do I need the La'aviva limo by the Kohen Gadol at all for? Ha ha! So it turns out that, strangely, even though it says La'aviva limo to be matir, mate mitzvah by Kohen Gadol, actually I know that they're a Kohen Gadol from a Nazir. Because La'achiv by Nazir tells me even if the Nazir's a Kohen Gadol. So what do I need the whole thing with the Kohen Gadol for? There's only one purpose. The La'aviva limo is extra to teach me Rebbe's drasha. Now I can make a Gezeirah Shavah. So you say, but it's only open on one side. That's fine. According to Rabbi Akiva, you only need for it to be open on one side. It was only Rabbi Yishmael who held that we had to find a word on both ends, but he doesn't need a word on both ends. So then the last thing that we learned in the Gemara was, but we still have that extra word. In both places, actually, as Tosis points. I mean, even though the Gemara didn't speak it out clearly. Really, we've got a problem both on the Kohen Gadol end and on the Nazir end. We've got an extra word because there's La'aviv and Le'imo. Rabbi Shmuel went in and darshaned both of those words. He had Le'imo extra. But according to Rabbi Akiva, we use both La'aviv and Le'imo to be matir by the Nazir, to be b'chayev, a tuma for a mate mitzvah. And he used both La'aviv and Le'imo as the open word to be mafneh, the gezeirah shavah, for Rabbi. Now, why in the world would he view Aviv and Imo as a unit instead of words that each one of which could be darshan separately? Answers the Gemara, because, it's true, and this we didn't speak out yesterday because I don't want to confuse you, but the truth is, giving any explanation is strange. I would have thought the father... The reason the father you can't be matami to is because you never really know who your father is. If it would have said you can't be matami to your mother, it's because a mother's family is not where you're mityacheset afterwards. So you need to have a father's family. But the truth is we're not learning out from either of those words the fact that you can't be matami. So it's very strange for the Gemara to be saying, if it only said this, I would think you could be matami. What do you mean? You wouldn't think anything. You already know that you can't be matami. So what are you telling me? So now what? The extra word that is simply there for no other reason other than to tell me that the Gezeirah Shavah of Rebbe has to be two extra words because I wouldn't have thought anything. I'm not learning anything from them, for heaven's sakes. What do you mean extra words? So you see the Gemara is taking for granted the multi-level understanding of a pasuk. You can't say, since this word is only there for that purpose, therefore it doesn't really matter what it means. Of course it matters what it means. It's telling you la'aviva le'imo. And it matters what it means even on the level of your most immediate perception. In other words, okay, just enough to say aviv, I get the idea. No, you don't get the idea. Because if you said aviv, it's natural to think that the idea includes the fact that you don't know who your father is. Therefore, it has to say imo. You say, but I'm not learning it out from it. It doesn't matter. I have to tell you what I mean. This is what I mean, la'aviva le'imo. Now, do I really need to know that? Wouldn't I have learned it out from La'achiv by the Nazir? Yes, you would have. So what? But the statement has to stand as it is, kipshuto, prima facie, this is what it means, avivi imo. It's an interesting yesod, right? So it means both by the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Akiva says, you cannot separate out la'aviva le'imo. Each one is there to, not to teach me anything, because it's not teaching me anything. But each one is there as part of a single unit of information. It's not two pieces of information. That's the point. So the information content has to be consistent, whether or not you're actually utilizing this information in this position or not. So now I have la'aviva le'imo. Turns out that that's what I use it for here on both ends. Says the Gemara, yes, but. The one thing that we left open yesterday, and here we are on the very last line, except that actually we're on the line before the last line on words that are not visible. And the words that are not visible there read, Ula Rebbe Akiva. So we could say we're on the last line, because if they're not visible, you might as well put them at the beginning of a line instead of the end of the line, right? Except that the little olive of the Bach is at the end of the line. Oh, boy. Yeah. Anyway, but I did forget to tell you that interesting, that very interesting and cute point that the Kilas Yaakov makes. Now, when it comes to the Kohen Hedyot, it says Le'imo Ula Avi. When it comes to Kohen Gadol, it says La'aviv Le'imo. Why is that? It's not because of a special relationship of Kohen Hedyot to mothers. Because he points out, it's very simple. By the case of the Kohen Gadol, it's coming to tell you, you can't be Betame La'aviv and even Le'imo. In other words, you can't be metame la'aviv. Ah, that's a sophic. Even limo, you can't be metame. When it comes to telling you, you can be metame. It says, you can be metame to your mother, who you know to be your mother. You can even be metame to your father, where you're not sure is your father. So it's a nice presentation. makes a lot of sense. Anyway, it says the Gemara. And what about, according to Rabbi Akiva, one thing that we never really spoke about was, starting at the beginning of the Al Kol Nafshot Met Lo Yavo, back by the Kohen Gadol. We never got into like the details of that problem over there. Here we just saw that Rabbi Akiva darshans each word of the Nefesh Met by Nazir to mean Korov and Rochok. What does he do with the Kol Nafshot? I mean, there's a lot of differences over here. There's the Loshon Rabim of the Nafshot. And that we didn't explain. What does he do exactly with that drasha? So what is that point, Lomali? So he says, look, Al-Kol, that tells me the Rechokim right away. Al-Kol, lo yitame. That's all I needed to say. The Nafshot now, the mate now adds Krovim, Lafuke Krovim. By the way, the word Lafuke over here is a little bit strange, because usually Lafuke means to exclude from a drasha. Over here, it could either mean lafuke, to exclude your right to be metameh, which is a little strange, because we're not talking about a right to be metameh. But that's how Rashi, or the Mefarish, learns. Tosfos learns the word lafuke means in a completely different sense. It doesn't mean to exclude. It means to derive from, like nafka mine. Right? So lafuke means to learn out from it, that the din is, the isra applies also to krovim. And then the Lashon Rabim of Nafshot of Mate is coming to teach me, Lafuke, that Revi'it Dam, Shiyatza Mishnei Meitim, is Metame Be'ohel. Shneimar Al Kol Nafshot Mate Lo Yavo. So even though normally we talk about the integrity of the remains of the Mate, we've seen this before, Lagabi the Mate Mitzvah, we'll see it later, in terms of other tum'ot. But when it comes to dam, remember that dam is generic in life, and dam, interestingly enough, is generic in death. So that the dam of two metim or more that is sufficient to have a shiur of dam, of a revius, is metame. And therefore, it's included here in the pasuk as well. Beremez, if he can't be metame to the mate, he's also not allowed to be metame to the dam of two metim. So meanwhile, we learn out that the blood is mitzarev when it comes to remains. Okay, we now have a nice picture, both of Alibid Rabbi Akiva and Alibid Rabbi Shmuel, of the dinim of mate mitzvah, the Ramazim and the psukim, both by Nozir, Kohen Gadol, and Kohen Hedyot.
Blood bank, a coin, that's aver, no, it's not aver.
An aver menachai is only metame if it's a full aver that includes bones, sinew, and flesh. If it's missing one of those, even if it never has any, it's not metame. As we'll see, this becomes immediately nogea and the sugya is coming up. Baruch ato adino Eloheinu melech ha'olam sha'akol nihye bidvaro.
Amen.
A blood bank creates no problems. Yeah. No, he's talking about Aver Menachai. which is also Metame, but it doesn't have a din of an Aver at all.
Al
Elu Tumot HaNazir Megaleya. What type of Tumot is a Nazir Megaleya? Now, interestingly enough, this is not the same thing as asking what type of things are Metame B'meit. Because there's lots of things that are Metame a Nazir, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, and he'll have to become Tor, and he'll have to go through the whole process with the Shlishi and the Shvi, but there will be no Giluach, there will be no Karbanot, and there will be no Stira. He'll miss those 7 days of Tehorah, because he's a Tame mate, and it doesn't count, but it doesn't cancel. This Mishnah is asking, what type of Tumot Amate actually cause not only the Tumah Shiva, which is the next Mishnah, they also cause a cancellation of the Nazirut, and the code for that is Giluach. If I need to be Megaleach, I know I'm talking about the type of Tumah that cancels the Nazirut. So let's get a list. Al Hamate, first of all, on a complete mate. I mean, that seems to be a little bit silly. I mean, all the things that we're about to say are things that are not complete mate. So what do you need to tell me al hamet if you're going to tell me things that aren't al hamet? That the Gemara will discuss. So al hamet, the al kizayit min hamet. So just one kizayit of flesh from someone who sleeps through daf yomi, a pound of flesh, perhaps. Yes, al kizayit min hamet. The Al-Kizayit Netzel. Netzel is decayed flesh that is liquid. Val Melot Tarvad Rakav. Melot Tarvad is the shear of Chofnayim. It's Tarvad means literally a shovel, a particular shovel, but we'll see the details of each one of these things in the Gemara. So the Rakav is basically dried, decayed matter. Ala Shidra, even on the spinal column of bone alone, or the Ala Gulgolet on the skull alone, or on a full Aver min Hamet, or even for that matter on a full Aver min Achai, as long as, there's one condition, that as long as Sheyesh Alehem, they have to, both of these, have to have sufficient Basar left on them, to be kara'ui. What does kara'ui mean? Kara'ui means that if this aver were attached to a living organism, that the amount of flesh that remains would be sufficient to regenerate. So whatever that shear is, which is less than a kizayit, obviously it depends where and so on, as the Gemara Chulin goes into, if it has sufficient to regenerate, obviously the patient is dead, it's not going to regenerate, or the aver is no longer connected, it's certainly not going to regenerate, but were it in a position to regenerate because it was part of a living organism, then in detachment it becomes tame in a way that's metame and nozer in tiglachat as well. And this is weird, a chatzi kav atzamot and a chatzi lug of dam. Now, we've had so many times, rova atzamot. Rova is a quarter kav. Here it's a half a kav. We've had a million times, revi'ez dam. We just had a minute ago, revi'ez dam shi'atzam mishnei metim. And over here we're talking about two revi'iyot, a chatzi lug. Why is that? This is one of the strangest unique dinim by a nazir. I mentioned to you that the Mishnah is introducing the question, what type of tumas is he megaleach on? That's a whole unique element of tumat meit. In terms of tumat shiva, revi'it dam, rova atzamot, is sufficient to be metame. But for the special halach of giluach of a nazir, you need to have halach l'moshe misinai, a chatzi kav of atzamot, and a chatzi lug of dam. This is a very, very strange halacha. Because normally we're used to thinking about tuma as sort of a monolithic concept. If tuma can be metame, so then it's metame. If it can't be metame, it's not metame. To think about having more content, being more metame, even though that more metame is not expressed in degree of tuma. Really strange. Even we had before tuma b'chiburin, but tuma b'chiburin is expressed in terms of degree of tuma, at least in a sense. It may not be a technical degree of Rishon Sheni and so on, but it's a degree of Tuma that lies somewhere between the Avatuma and the Avotatuma, because it could be Matame, the third guy. So there are degrees of Tuma that aren't expressed in exact terms in the Dinim of Tuma. Over here, it's not even normally the way you would think of a degree of Tuma. It's a special Aloch of Tiglachat of Nozir. The Nozir becomes Tomei with a Rova Revius or a Rova Hakav, but it's not Megaleach. If there's a Chatzi Revius and a Chatzi Kav, then he is Megaleach. Amazing Aloch. I noticed that everybody's really excited as I am about this. It's amazing to maintain one's emuna in this room. It's just really a serious challenge. There we go. I'll put it on my Gemara. It's very, very fitting here. How do you like that? Davar v'ito matov. Tell me, if God himself were here saying over the halachas, would it be interesting or would it still be would still be exactly the same? He's right. And the original Daf Yomi started late. How can I complain? That's stuck amazing. I've never thought of that. It's a very good point. Who am I to complain? So, in all of these cases, whether it's through Maga, Amaga'an, or whether it's through Masa'an, or whether it's through Knisa La'ohel, on all of these cases, that would work on all three. Now, there are cases where we cannot make that statement, but which nonetheless will be Megaleach. And that would be an Etzem Kisaora. An Etzem Kisaora is not Metami Ba'ohel, and therefore I can't include it in the first list, because the first level of the list was talking about Maga, Masa, Ohel, Tiglachat. But there's another list. Maga, Masa, Tiglachat, without Ohel. So that has one member in that set, and that is Etzem Kisaora, which is only Al Maga O Masa O. On all of the above, both of these sets, Al Elu HaNazir Megaleach, he does his Giluach, he's Mazeh B'Shlishi B'Shvi, he's Soterat HaKodmim, all of the original days fall off, and Eino Matchil Limnot, he cannot begin redoing his Nazirut, Ela Ad SheYitaher, until he's Mitaher. Oh, here we're going to see. There's two Girsaot. V'Yavi Et Korbanotav. Some have, which would mean that he would have to both be Megaleach and bring his Karbonot before he can begin recounting. And others have the gears as we have it. And furthermore, Umevi at Karbonotav, but not that he needs to bring the Karbonot before recounting. That we're going to get to in the Gemara and see what the correct gears in our Mishnah is, as Tosus has been dying. Now, here we have a very interesting historical Braita, which teaches us that there were briskers at the time of the Mishnah. Well, this is very important to know. So, Achar Petirato Shel Rebbe Meir, after Rebbe Meir was Nifter, Omar Lem Rebbe Yehuda the Talmidav, so Rebbe Yehuda told his Talmidim, make sure you post guards at the door, not to allow any of those brisker guys in here. Al yikansu talmidei Rabbi Meir lekan. I don't want any of his talmidim coming into my yeshiva. Mipnei shekantranin heim, they're contrarians. Velo lilmot torahin bayim, elazav kapcheni balachot. They have no interest in learning. They just like to prove that you're wrong. So I don't need guys like that in my yeshiva. Anyway, Rabbi Meir's star talmid was Sumchas. Dochak Sumchas v'nichnas. Sumchas pushed his way into the Beis HaMedrash. He wasn't going to let this go by quietly. So, there they are, sitting quietly, busily learning and happy. Amar lahem kach shanali Rebbe Meir. I want you to know how Rebbe Meir reads this Mishnah. And actually, Rebbe Meir reads the Mishnah. We have al elu hatumot anazir megaleach al hamet val kezayit min hamet, in which Rebbe Yehuda exploded. Kaz Rebbe Yehuda. Didn't I tell you? He's starting up already. Look at this. You let one guy in, and already the Beis Medrash is falling apart. What kind of nonsense in there goes the neighborhood. What's the pshat? Al kezayit min amet. If you're megaleach on a kezayit min amet, do I need to know that you're megaleach on a mate? Al amet lo kol sheken. Obviously, you're megaleach on a mate. Now, I believe that they have some queer, weird case in mind. But that's exactly why I don't want them here. We need to keep our minds on the klolim and not on these crazy kinds of diyukim and so on. My Rabbi Yossi, so now Rabbi Yossi, who was there, was one of the threesome, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir says, you know, what are the Talmidim, if I shut up now and I don't respond to this, what are the Talmidim going to say? They're going to say, Meir Shachav. Well, Meir dies. Yehuda Ka'as, and Yehuda gets blows up. Yossi, he's got nothing to say. He's shut back. So there's basically nobody to talk to anymore. So Torah mat ha'aleha, we might as well give up. So he stood up and he said, listen, I'm going to explain to you why Rabbi Meir taught the Mishnah the way that indeed we have it. Amar Rabbi Yossi, look, the Mishnah is coming to tell me that there's a case where you can have a mate, where you don't have a kezayit basar. So that's what it's saying. The mate chain of kezayit basar. So that's why kezayit min amet is listed separately. You could still say so. Even if you don't have a kezayit min amet, you still have. What's the point of saying a mate? You'll always have an aver mimenu. So if you're going to have a mate, obviously there's an organ in that mate. I mean, he's got an arm. So then what do I need to know ala mate? If even one aver of a mate is metame, so you still haven't explained anything. Al aver mimenu migaleach al kulo lo kochken. You explain kezayit. Why do we need mate if it says al aver mina? That shouldn't explain. But that's kediyam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan actually says this not here. He says it on the Mishnah in Ohalos, where it's listing the tumas in this fashion. So Rabbi Yochanan said over there, what's the point of listing a mate and a kezayit min amet? Lo nitzcha el lo nefel, shalonit kashuei varav begidim. What about a fetus? You can have a complete fetus, however, the fetus himself is incomplete. In the sense that the development of the fetus, he was aborted at a stage at which the gidim had not yet been fully formed. So there's cartilage, but there's no clear-cut bony structures, and there's not any, certainly not any tendons, and the din is, in such a case, an aver is not metame. Because an aver is only metame, both menachai and menamet is only metame, if it has basar, gidim, v'atzamot. Even if it's an aver that in nature doesn't have those things, so then it's not metame. But if you've got all of those, then it's metame, and in this case, the nefel, where lonit kashu evarav, does not have any evarim. Comes along the Mishnah to say, therefore, that a mate without evarim, if it's a mate kulo, because it's a fetus, it will be metame, and that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. So, achinami, we're talking about a case in our Mishnah, benefel shalonit kashu evarav begidim. Rava Amar, Rava says, let me tell you something, much more direct, much simpler, no kvetches, and no brisker taira. It's very simple. There's a case missing in the Mishnah. How about if you have the remains of a mate, which are rov minyano, or rov binyano, of atzamot? Now, you listed a chatzi kav of atzamot, you listed a shidra, you listed a gulgolet. You left out two very important pieces of information, and that I learn out from the words al hamet, because what a mate means is rov. So we always say a thing, an item, is the rov of that thing. So al hamet is coming to tell me al rov hamet, meaning skeletal remains of rov hamet. What would be rov? There's two ways of having a rov. You could have rov of the structure, of the height of the bait. So that's rov komato, basically, of bones. Or you could have Rove in terms of the actual numbers, which are basically dealt with in terms of ossification centers. You don't really see in a fully formed adult the nature of Rove. You have to go into the formation of the bones in order to see that. But where you have Ramach Evarim and you have Rove, so over there you will be Betame as a mate, even though it wasn't listed in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had only Gogolet and the Shidra and so on. All of that, it's coming to tell me that this is also Mitame. So there the Chiddush is, even though it doesn't have a Rova, sometimes we're talking about small pieces, but it's still Rova in terms of number, a very small mate, in which you don't have a Rova to be Rov Kamato. In both of those cases, nonetheless, it's considered to be, and that's very straightforward. You don't have to come on to special cases even. It's a piece of glaring, missing information in the Mishnah, which is discussed elsewhere, and for some reason, why did the Tana leave it out? He didn't leave it out. He said, Al HaMeit. So anybody who reads those words says, well, what could that mean? Obviously, in a list of pieces of a mate, I don't need, whatever you're going to say, I don't need to know Al HaMeit. Must be coming to tell me, Rove of the mate, in that which is missing in the Mishnah. Ula Rebbe Akiva, Ula Rebbe Akiva, Al Kol Nafshot Meit Lo Yavo Lomali. Then he learns, Alkol is lafuki rechokim, meit is lafuki krovim, nefashot is lafuki reviyid dam, shiyatza mishne mitim shibetami bi'oel, shinemar alkol nafshot meit lo yavo. Al elu tumot anazir megaleach, ala meit val kezayit min ameit val kezayit netzel, val melotav ad rakav, ala shidra ala gugolet, ala ever min ameit val ever min achay shiyeshalav, ala hem it should say, Basar karaui, which is enough to regenerate. V'alchatzi kavatzamot v'alchatzi log dam al baga'an, al masa'an v'al ohalan. And then there's another set of etzem kisa'ora, which is only maga'o masa'o. On all of the above, aleila v'anozer megaleach, u'mazer b'shlishi u'shvi, v'sotera takodmim, v'eno matchil l'mnot, elo ach yitaher, and we'll see according to some, v'yavit korbanotav, or besides which, he'll also have to be mevi korbanot, which he doesn't have to do in the cases where he's not migaliach. Toni Rabbanon, achar p'tirato she Rabbi Meir amar lan Rabbi Yehuda Talmidav, al yikansu talmidei Rabbi Meir lekan, mipnei shekantronimim, lo lilmod Torah im ba'im, b'dal kapcheni ba'alachot im ba'im. Toch haksumches v'nichnas, amar lahem, kach shana li Rabbi Meir. By the way, of course, this was Rabbi Meir's approach, was that he was considered to be immensely Harif, right? He was the one who was grinding mountains against each other, Memtes Drachim to be Matiras Asheret, the man that nobody could figure out what he was talking about, and therefore we can't pass on a local like him because it's too deep, and so on. So it's clear why his Taminim were like that. So Rabbi Meir Kas, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Lehem, Lokach Amarti Lechamai Katsu Tamidei Rabbi Meir Lekan, Bebedeshe Kantronimim, Al Kezayit Min Amit Megaleach, Al Amit Lo Koshekin, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yomru Meir Shachav, Yehuda Kaas, Yossi Shatak, Torah Mate Alea, Om Rabbi Yossi, Lo Nitzucha, Lo Lamed She'in Alav Kezayit Basar, So Adayin Yomru, Aleim Rami Menu Megaleach, Al Kulo Lo Koshekin, Forget about the Basar, Ela, Kid Yom Rabbi Yochanan in Ohalot, Lo nitzucha ela la nefesh shelo nitkashru evarav begidim. Hachin, I mean, our mission is referring to a nefesh shelo nitkashru evarav begidim. Rova Amar, lo nitzucha ela la rov binyano, she'in bem rova atzambo.